internet patrol tonight is NY4G. That is November Yankee 4 Golf. My name's Ariel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m., 365 days a year. And in the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina line, near Highway 276. The repeater, at an elevation of 3,500 feet, is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Also, as an added convenience, you can check in via Equilink. In traffic for the net, please call NY4G. If there are any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call NY4G. For Equilink stations to call earlier, Equilink stations only, for check-ins, please call NY4G. The roll call, this is a directed net, and all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight, we will begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call NY4G.
NY4G, please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and thanks for calling the net, Ariel.
4G, in Ariel, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
So NY4G recognizing W4DJW, that's Dave in Greer. Thanks for calling in, Dave. Glad to hear your voice. And thanks for publishing all those neat things about net control operators. I will try that out tonight and see how it works. Also recognizing Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Rick. Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, that's Lorena. And Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, that's Michelle. They're all in Piedmont, and thanks for calling in. Good to hear you. Anybody else from the Alpha through Delta group, please call NY4G.
NY4G. November 4, Delta India Zulu, Joe and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Ariel and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
G, please check in. November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie. Jerry, I'm in Edson. Negative and negative tonight.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
Hello, NY4G, recognizing N4DIZ, N4 Delta India Zulu, that's Joe, and November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, that's Jay, and Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. And that's David Inman. Thanks for calling in. Glad to hear you. And thanks for calling into the net. Anybody else from the Alpha through Delta group, please call NY4G. The Echo through Hotel group, please call NY4G.
Ariel, please check in. Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. Whiskey 4, Fox, Charlie Mike. Fred in Traveler's Rest. My wife, Isla, November 4, India. Echo, India. We're negative, negative, TR. Thank you.
NY4G, November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative. Good evening, everyone on the net.
This is Net Control requesting W4FCM to give your name again. You were a little too quick on the mic there, and please
give both names. I believe the second call was November 4, India, India Echo India. This is Net Control, standing by.
Aerial is Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. Whiskey 4, Fred, Cameron Maxwell, NTR. And you're correct on my wife, November 4, India, Echo India, Isla, negative, negative, TR, QSL.
Code 4, FCM, name again, please.
Your name is Fred, Fox Radio Echo Delta, okay?
Roger, roger. This is Net Control, acknowledging Whiskey 4, Fox Charlie Mike, that's Fred, and November 4, India Echo India, that's Isla. And also recognizing November 4, Hotel Hotel Charlie, that's Warren. Thanks for calling in and calling into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Anybody else from the Echo Through Hotel group, please call NY4G.
Before Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Pro recognizing Gene, W4 Fox Hotel Juliet from Taylor's. Thanks for calling in, Gene. Good to hear your voice. Anybody else from the Echo Through Hotel group, please call NY4G. India Through Lima group, India Through Lima, please call NY4G.
Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and 73s for each one of you.
Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, sit in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Ariel. Good evening to you and the family. Good evening to all. No traffic, no comment.
Auto acknowledging Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, that's James in Tuxedo. And Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, that's Sid in Fletcher. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear your voices. Anybody else from the India Through Lima group, please call NY4G.
Hi, 4G. It's great to hear you. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. Make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Kilo, November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, KM4, LQO. This is Ryan at Dakota, Georgia, and negative, negative for tonight. 73, is everybody on the net?
G. Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India, KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
Good group there. First was Kilo Kilo 4 Juliet Bravo Quebec and Kilo Charlie 4 Mike Fox Kilo Donna. They're both in Greer. Thanks for calling in. And Kilo November 4 Lima Quebec Oscar, that's Ryan. And Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India, that's Andy calling from Table Rock. Good to hear your voice, Andy. Andy, glad you you're able to check in. Anybody else on from the India Through Lima group, before I close out that group, please call NY4G. The Mike Through Papa group, Mike Through Papa, please call NY4G.
NY4G. NK4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thanks for doing the net, sir.
Control, November Yankee 4 Golf, recognizing Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. That's Pat calling from Malden. Anybody else from the Mike Through Papa group, please call NY4G. To the Quebec Through Tango group, Quebec Through Tango, please call NY4G.
November 2, Sierra, Uniform, Bravo. Jim in Greenville, negative and negative.
Control, control recognizing November 2 Sierra Uniform Bravo. That's Ken calling from Greenville. Thanks for calling in. Anybody else from the Quebec through Tango group, please call NY4G.
4G, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman.
Recognizing Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November. That's John calling from Inman. Thanks for checking in, John. Good to hear your voice. Anybody else from the Quebec through Tango group, please call NY4G. For Echolink stations only, please call NY4G. Let me go on to the last group, the Uniform Through Zulu group. Please call NY4G.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB. Name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Federal recognizing Tommy from Southern Greenville County. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. Thanks for calling in tonight, Tommy. Good to hear your voice. Anybody else from the Uniform Through Zulu group, please call NY4G. The big group being Alpha Through Zulu. Anyone anywhere, please call NY4G.
NY4G, this is K4VWA, Kilo 4 Victor Whiskey Adam, Bob in Greenville.
Control recognizing Kilo 4 Victor Whiskey Alpha. That's Bob calling from Greenville. Good to hear your voice and thanks for checking in. Anybody else from the big group Alpha Through Zulu? Anyone anywhere, please call NY4G.
4G. Lieutenant out. Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India. Name is Don. Check in my wife Linda. Kilo Golf Ford, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you, everybody on the net.
Check in Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. My name is Juan. Mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no comment. Collision, 73.
Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP, Wendy, here in Simpsonville as well. We'll be negative and negative, 73.
4G.
Ariel, please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my sweet little bride, Joy. We are at home in Easley, no traffic tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
This is Net Control recognizing Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. That's Dan, and checking in with him is his bride, Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. And next to check in was Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, Juan, who is mobile. Be careful out there in the mobile, Juan. And Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, that's Bart. And KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's Wendy, checking in with Bart. And the last couple to check in are familiar voices, KI4DOS, Gary, and his sweet bride, Joy, K3JOY. They're both in Easley, and thanks for checking in. Good to hear your voice, Gary, and glad you can check in. Anybody else from the big group, Alpha Through Zulu, anyone, anywhere, please call NY4G.
G, Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Parish Mountain, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting this. 73 to everyone.
Again was Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. That's John calling from Paris Mountain. Thanks, John, for calling into the net. Anybody else from the big group, Alpha Through Zulu, anyone, anywhere, please call NY4G.
Please check in Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha Bravo, and Kenneth in Arden, North Carolina.
negative and negative and nine.
Rising Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha Bravo, that's Kenneth calling from Arden, North Carolina. Nice signal there from coming from afar. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else, anyone anywhere, please call NY4G. This is NY4G now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. The only one I heard that wanted to be on the RAGCHU stop is Gary. Gary, you still around?
4G in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Ariel. I hadn't talked to you in a while. Hope everything's going well with you. I didn't do a whole lot over here today. I should have done a whole lot more than I did, but I got a little bit accomplished, so that was the main thing. Main reason I wanted to stay in, Ariel, I wanted to find out if you had activated any more mountains. You were doing that for a while, and I think you're still doing it, and I wanted to know how close you can get to the summit before you have to start hiking in.
Gary, this is NY4G. I am still activating summits. Last ones, I'm up to number 123 now, summit number 123. And on New Year's Eve, I activated a friend of mine, KC4WZB, and I took on this task of trying to activate five summits in one day, and then another summit through the rollover into the new year, because you're only allowed to get credit for a summit once a year, but when the year rolls over, if you're still at the summit, you can activate it again for the new year and get sort of double points. I did that New Year's Eve, and since then, I activated two more, maybe three more. I can't remember. But I am still activating. I'll probably go out next week somewhere, maybe Georgia or maybe somewhere close, depending on the weather. Some summits are drive-ups. There's not a lot of those, but there are some. For example, Toxaway Mountain, you can probably get to within 50 meters of the summit driving up with this. It's a very steep road. It's very, very steep. On an icy day, you will never make it up to the top, even with four-wheel drive. It is paved all the way up, almost all the way up to the summit. So it varies. Some are drive-ups all the way to the summit, and some are you have to hike in. I believe my average activation is about a mile and a half hike. If I take the average of all the hikes, some are as long as 5 miles, and some are as short as a half mile. I don't know if that answered your question fully. I'll turn it back to you, Gary, KI4DOS, NY4G.
That answered my question pretty well. That gave me a whole lot better insight as to what you go through to activate the summits. That's something that I've often thought that I would like to get into. Don't know that I would do it or not, but, well, you know, we're not spring chickens anymore. But still, it gives you something to do. My hat's off to you when you have to go out there and hike 5 miles up to the summit, because that's not all on flat ground, I'm sure. So that's a chore just getting up there sometimes, and then you've got to pack all your stuff in and set everything up and then get started. But my hat is off to you for that. It's fascinating to me, some of you, the folks like yourself that do that. I've thought about it, but that's about as far as it has gotten. Most of the summits that are relatively close, I guess, had already been activated. I don't know if, you know, if you activated one, if I went back and tried to activate that one at, you know, at a later date, if that would, I guess it would count on my score, but the summit would already have been activated, right?
Well, that's correct. The summit can be activated as many times as humanly possible. So certain summits are activated many, many times. For example, Mount Mitchell has been activated probably 60 times by different activators. Some summits have never been activated because it's relatively difficult to get to the summit. Perhaps it's a bushwhack. But anyone can get to a summit. And I guess the other comment I wanted to make is that age and ability are not necessarily prohibitive. There is one guy who was slated for some sort of a bypass surgery who activated the most summits last year in the entire United States. That's Tommy Simpson, W1PTS, W1 post-traumatic stress. He activated, I think, in the order of 126 summits in 1 year, which is more than what I did, but his points per activation was not as high as mine. I was averaging over 10 points per activation, which is about as high as you can get. I think there's one higher in the United States that's K9 Papa Mike out west in Colorado. KF4DOS, NY4G. Now let me turn that back over to you. I don't know if that answered your question fully, but let me know if it didn't.
Hey, you are doing a wonderful job at answering my questions from my personal point of view. I understand a whole lot more than I did about the summits on the air. I think that would be a fun endeavor. I think I would rather do it in the summertime than I would the winter. But, you know, you can do it any time of the year. That's another great part about the hobby. Different things for different folks. You know, whether it be summits on the air or, I don't know, it be anything. You know, our fire hobby has got so many different facets to it that if you look around long enough, you find something that will fit right into your category as to what you like to do. But other than that, I do appreciate your time to answer my questions this evening, Ariel. Like I said, I haven't accomplished much at all today. I got bunch of stuff done, but it didn't accomplish anything. You know, you get started on one project, and you go over here and you work on it a little bit, and then you go over here and work on something else. And didn't get anything finished, but yeah, tomorrow's another day. So I'll turn it back to you. Hopefully there'll be some more folks out there wanting to check in with you tonight. But appreciate you calling in it, and we'll say 73 to you there, young man. You take care. NY4G, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, NY4G. Hey, Jerry, always appreciate chatting with you. I guess one parting comment that I wanted to pass on as well is something related to what was it? Lost my train of thought. Anyway, thanks for the rag shoot tonight, Gary, and I'll pause now for check-ins. Check-ins, anyone anywhere into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please check in by calling NY4G.
NY4G. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf, that's KN4. UBG, Kevin, Fountain Inn, I'll be negative and negative. And trying out this new antenna, 13B2, 2-meter beam.
I'm acknowledging KN4, UBG, Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf, that's Kevin from Fountain Inn, checking out his new antenna. It's a 2-meter beam.
It sounds wonderful. Full quieting over here on my end, Kevin. That's a nice signal. Anyone anywhere, please call. For check-ins into Blue Ridge Community Net, please call NY4G.
DK4VWA.
Charlie 4 Whiskey. That's KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Good evening, Ariel. Not on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Thank you.
Okay, for BWA, if you can provide your name and location, please. Standing by.
NY4G, I've already checked in. I would just like to contact KI4DOS if possible, please. Thank you.
HD stations first, K4BWA, I'll let you take the mic after I acknowledge KC4W, Bill in Anderson. Thanks for checking in. Kilo 4, Bravo Whiskey, Alpha, go ahead with your call.
Yes, Gary, K4BWA, you still there?
WA, hey, Bill, KI4DOS. It ain't Bill, it's Bob.
That's right. Can you give me a call on the landline?
Ken, you want to give me your number?
Oh, roger. 630-1276.
Good.
NY4G, K4VWA, clear.
Okay, you're acknowledged. Thank you for, glad you can make your call to KI4DOS, Gary. Okay, pausing now for check-ins to the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, Alpha through Zulu. Anyone anywhere, please call NY4G.
Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Yankee Sierra, KO 4, AYS, Raymond, Iowa, South Carolina.
I'm acknowledging Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, India, Sierra, that's Lehman. Thanks for calling into the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Anyone anywhere wanting to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, please call NY4G. NY4G, did I miss anyone for comments? Okay.
Net control, I got a new ham over here, so go ahead and check me in. November 4, Delta, Mike Echo, N4DME, I'm Paul, over here in Tocoa. And my oldest daughter just got her license yesterday, so I'm going to let her check herself in and give her some practice on the radio. So hang on and I'll get her to the mic.
Net control, check in. KO4BKY, McKenzie in Nakoa.
Well, always enjoy checking in a new ham. And that was November 4, DME, and that's Paul checking in, and also his daughter who just got his license, McKenzie, I believe is the name, and her call is Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Kilo Yankee. Did I get that right? Bravo Kilo Yankee. Thanks, McKenzie, and congratulations on being in New Ham. I hope I hear you checking in again. There are other folks that call the net on different days, and you're always welcome to check in.
When I can.
Roger, roger.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Yankee Uniform Kilo. My name is Mike. I'm in Star Tech, South Carolina. I'm in negative and negative.
Control, recognizing Kilo, Kilo 4, Yankee Uniform Kilo. That's Mike. Thanks for checking in. So anyone anywhere within the sound of my voice wanting to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, it's not too late. Please call November Yankee 4 Golf.
NY4G. Golf. This is N5CSA, November 5, Charlie Sierra Alpha. Roger and Anderson, no traffic or comments.
Oh, I have two more check-ins.
AA4QS.
Don. KM4YA.
Control recognizing Roger. N5 CSA, November 5, Charlie Sierra Alpha, calling from Anderson. And two more check-ins, apparently from McKenzie, AA4 QS, that's John, and Kilo Mike 4, India Whiskey, and that's Kelly. Did I get that last one correct?
It's AA4 QS, is Dawn.
And then
KM4 YIW is Kelly.
Now, AA4QS is Don, and KM4YIW is Kelly. Thank you. Thanks for those check-ins. Anyone else wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call NY4G. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'll be concluding it now. Dave, W4DJW, if you're around, would you rather I give you my net report, or would you like me to try the automated system?
Either way you like, Ariel. I'm here if you want to pass it to me directly, or if you want to try the automated system, that's fine, too. Either way you want to go.
Okay. I'm going to try the automated system because it's new. this is my Blue Ridge net report number 36. Message number 36, routine abbreviated from NY4G to W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-minute net report for 1st of February 2020. QNI was 40. QTC is 1. Break, signed NY4G. How copy? NY4G now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for the check-ins and the rag juice. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73's. Good night, and thanks to Dave for automating the system, at least giving us the opportunity to report back to the net report even in his absence. Thank you and good night.
Congratulations, Ariel. You are the first one to use the automated system totally by yourself. I was sweating bullets there, but it interpreted your DTMF perfectly, and you worked it perfectly. So, appreciate you doing that, Ariel. W4DJW.
Thank you, 4DJW, NY4G. Good night, and thanks again.
DJW, KN4RJN. W4DJW, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, W4DJW. Good evening, John. How's the practice going?
About halfway. Somehow I hit a wrong key and got behind, and then my dog wanted attention, and when she wants attention, she'll reach up and grab my arm, and kind of threw me, went back to pencil and paper, and got caught up during the interim. My only problem was one of those stations is not in my database. That newest ham that checked in is, I hit that and it said no current record, and I said, well, of course not, she just got her license. It's like, so I got kind of convoluted there towards the end.
Yeah, that's why typically before I call it, I'll download it and compile it because there's new hams coming in the FCC database all the time. And if that happens, you can clear it. You can hit the clear button and just type their call sign in there and their name and hit F5 and it'll store it. And then later when it shows back up, you can refresh it from the FCC database and it'll fill in all the blanks. But that's why it's a good thing to practice, because you run into all those use cases nobody thinks about until you hit those use cases.
Download again on the FCC DB and then extract it. It'll give me everybody that's in there as of now. Is that correct?
That's affirmative. You'll download, extract, and compile. You do all three, and it'll get you the latest. It doesn't do incrementals. It just does the full. I never really had a need to do incremental, but I don't think the FCC gives out incrementals anyway. I think your only option is full.
doing that on a regular basis, and because I didn't even think about that. You know, somebody just got their license, they're not in my database, and I hit the thing, and it says no current record. And then the next guy's checking in. I said, wait a minute, time out. But if I can keep my dog happy during this period of time, then it'll work a little bit better.
I have the same problem times two. The dog will sit at my feet and whimper at me because he wants or she wants me to play with her. The cat will jump right up on the desk and walk around and get right in your face. And she's got 20 needles that if you're not careful how you pick her up, you'll get poked.
Fortunately, all the cats are upstairs, but the dog is a rescue, and I'm her savior. And when she wants my attention, she'll come over and reach up and grab my arm, which, you know... And unfortunately, it's my right arm, so it's like, you know, dog, just wait a minute. I'll pay attention to you here in just a minute. Just go lay down. Usually, she's just curled up in a ball next to my desk down here. But, so. And somehow I missed a keystroke or two, and I kept, evidently, I didn't get back to F4. And then I start typing in the next one, and of course, it just tacks on to the end of the other one. So then you hit the thing, and it's no current record, and you look up, no, Nate, that's not it. And so I grab my pen and pencil and write them down real quick and then go back and catch it in the middle.
I've experienced the exact same thing you're talking about. You look up, and then I just hit F4 and start typing the call sign over again. When I realize I'm appending the call sign to the previous one that I put in there because I forgot to hit F4. But you get to where you hit F4 all the time. And when you go back and that little thing over on the right that allows you to pick what group you're in or allows you to remember what group you're in. When you click it, it does the F4 for you. Just one way of eliminating one more keystroke. But that's why it's good to practice. You run into all those little nuances. Yeah, and I had to take the cat in there to Amy twice tonight during the net because she just kept getting, she's just so persistent. When she wants what she wants, she wants it, and that's the end of that. I had to take her in there finally and close the door to the bedroom so she wouldn't come back in here.
Yeah, unfortunately, my cats are upstairs because I've got one cat. We bring in the mail, and I sit there, and I'm trying to sort the mail on the counter there, and she'll jump up and want attention. And, of course, it's hard to read anything when a cat's sitting on it looking at you, and it's like, you know, no, cat, I've got it. So if she were down here, yeah, she'd be all over my keyboard. I had a rather large cat. It was like 25 pounds that used to lay on the keyboard when I was trying to type. And that went well.
One thing that I did when she would get really bad and I was working and I didn't have time to get up and leave because I was talking to a group of people, I've got two monitors. I'd set the one on the side of the desk where she jumps up to YouTube's cat videos. And that will occupy her for hours. She just loves those cat videos. She'll even paw the screen every now and then. When a bird jumps down on a stump to pick up some bird seed, she just gets really close and she jumps at it. But she hasn't damaged the monitor yet, but she really likes those things.
I had one of those on my cat, but he would just look at it and, you know, he didn't smell anything, so it didn't mean a thing to him. But, you know, little things zipping across the screen that were moving, he would sometimes pay attention to, but he never reacted to those videos. I tried a couple times on him. I don't have him anymore, but he was with that, and he was lazy. I mean, he was a big fat cat, but over.
Well, mine was so intrigued with it, I took a video of her watching one of the YouTube cat videos, and then I had that video playing so she could see herself watching the birds. And then I took a video of her watching herself watching the video. And it just got deeper and deeper. I had a blast with that. She'd see that other cat and she'd turn her, she didn't know that was her, so she tried to look around that other cat to see the birds.
Yeah, you could run that into infinity there. But, So anyway, I keep practicing, I keep trying. Some days are better than others. Today was not one of my better ones, but we had a late night last night and I had an early morning this morning, and I spent a good portion of the day with the dog laying on top of me trying to keep me warm, but I think I had
you know, other than that one ham that wasn't in the database, I had the same number of check-ins that he had. I hit a couple of doubles there. You know, I'd hit it at five apparently twice. I don't know how that happened, but anyway. So I had a couple of doubles and went back and got rid of them, and I came out with a total of 40 check-ins. I think he had 40. No, he did have 40. Yeah, I just hit F5 on the one, that latest one, and it popped up the same name as the one previous, but I'll go back and fix that. In any event, I keep trying.
W4DJW. Well, just let me know when you get comfortable. No pressure or anything. Just take your time. When you feel like you got it under control, then we've got several different slots. We can start off easy and then work into something more complicated.
At one point, I had my dual band. I listened to the K90H repeater, and I usually slip it off of that to something that I never hear anything on, so it doesn't interfere. But at one point during somebody's transmission, the K90H decided to identify itself, and it took over the band. By the time I got rid of that, got back over, you know, we'd already missed the call sign. But then when he came back and acknowledged it, I managed to pick it up. But, yeah, it's going to be a little while, but I'm working on it.
Well, that sounds good. And while you're working on it, you learn all those little nuances. And then when it happens, it's not a big surprise. But even if it does happen, and it will, no matter how much you practice, it will happen. You'll miss one, and you'll have to go back and ask him for it again. That's just reality, right? It's not going to be, you want to be perfect, but there's no shame in asking for somebody to send their call again.
Well, I don't know if you ever listened to the Sky Warren net on K90H, but one of the first things he says, or after he goes through his initial preamble, is please speak slowly. I'm definitely going to add that to the script.
Yeah, you can absolutely do that. That's a lot of people do that. You know, try to space yourselves out. Now, that's kind of difficult for people to know. I mean, when you're waiting and they're waiting, somebody's got to key up first, and sometimes you key up at the same time. But I've heard that. Try to space yourselves out. Speak slowly. Use phonetics. Yeah, nothing wrong with asking for all that stuff. But asking them to space themselves out, put yourself in their shoes, that's going to be hard for them to do.
That, but as long as they're speaking, you know, there's a couple guys I've heard on the net that just rattle it off so fast, and it's like, there is no way I'm going to catch that. You're going to have to come back and say that again real slow. But, I'm getting a little bit more comfortable with it. It'll be a little while, but I'm getting more comfortable with it.
Okay, well, take your time. No rush. And I'm glad you're practicing. And let me know if there's anything I can do to help. W4DJW.
I appreciate it. KN4RJN. I'll be clear.
W4DJW clear.
W Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo.
Good evening, Wayne. What are you up to?
Well, I've been down for about 3 days, maybe four. And, took all the radio equipment out and sort of set it in the corner. Took all the wiring, all my grant. I took everything out, totally threw it out. Went down to the shop, built me a mahogany, two-decker table, and I hardwired this thing with every stitch of safety equipment that I could put into it. And then just brought it in this evening, well, about 2 o'clock. Been wiring it up until about an hour ago and just got done.
Now, isn't that a good feeling? That is a very good feeling when you do that. I've only done that about 3 times since I've been a ham radio operator. One time it was forced on me when I had to have the carpet removed and new carpet put in. And I heard Gary talking about hinting around it. He's been thinking about doing the same thing too. So all hams have to do that every once in a while. Us wireless operators get so many wires all over the place that we have to regroup from time to time. But good, I'm glad. Now, I hope you can find stuff when you're working on stuff, because that's my next problem after I do that.
Oh, believe me. I got your number. I'll text you two pictures and show you. I ain't going to show you what it used to look like, but I'll show you the bench the shelf behind me. Everything that's on the bench, that's on that steel shelf, was under my ham shack table. And my ham shack table was only, I made it 4 inches deeper. And I went, well, what I did is I went from 17 inches to 21 inches. And instead of being just under 4 foot wide, I went a full 4 foot wide. Instead of building it out of one bys, I built it out of 1 inch birch and 2x4s, and I treated every bit of it. And then I took and put that clear mahogany stain and put about 4 coats on it. Let it dry for about 3 days. Let it sit out in the sun today. Actually, we actually had some sun. So I took everything that was on the right side of the room where I sit and put it on a bench shelf. And then what I done is I got that MFJ distribution center. I got my bonding straps to ground everything. And what I did is I took and made straps to run the wiring and strapped it to the back of the table, so it just comes right over to that distribution box. It comes straight down to the power supply, and I put enough 2x4 runners in there that I took my 570, my 857, and my 8800, and I just mounted everything up high instead of down low.
So now you have all kinds of tabletop space to work with. Yeah, that's the same goal that I have. My radios are mounted up under the cabinets that are off to the left of me. And I've got all my desktop space. You don't see anything. The only thing ham radio on my desktop you see is a microphone. That's it. Nothing else.
I actually got to get my, I got my amplifier, you know, finally finished here a couple of weeks ago. And I got it. What I've done is I was aggravated with having so much jumper crap going on. So I mounted my 570, I run a jumper straight up to the amplifier. It came straight out of the amplifier to the Heathkit meter, come straight out of the meter and went straight to the switching panel. And everything back there in the back has one ground system, all on one ground. And then I took the power supply and just put it right up under the radio. So it's just kind of like it's all cubed in there together. And I actually got room for the computer on top of my table. But I made enough space up there. I know you're going to laugh at me, but I actually built this table with enough space to put an L80B up there.
Well, that keeps it out of the way. But there's a benefit to that, right? You keep them down low, they collect dust. You keep them up high, the dust isn't as much of a problem. But in the summertime, all the heat is up there, and they're in the heat. So there's drawbacks and benefits to both.
Yeah, I know that doggone. I got to where I had too many radios. I had like 7 radios on the table. 4 of them wasn't even hooked up. I mean, they work. They're not DOA radios, but they just. And then I had that that Go Box, and it has HF 2 meters 440 power supply, multiple antennas folded up in the bottom of the box. I had that box on top of the table, so it's just like I had too much going on.
I know the feeling. I know. I think all ham radio operators run into that. You know, you add a little bit here, you add a little bit there. You go to a ham fest here, you pick up that here. You try this project, you dump that. I've got a satellite rotator that I used to have sitting up on my desktop. It's got a azimuth and elevation. I want to get back to that. And that thing takes up tons of room, and it sat on the very end of the desk. And if I wasn't careful about how I mounted the antenna on it, it would rotate around and hit my monitor. It is set up to where it would download all the satellites information, and it would pick up the next one that was coming up off the horizon and track it all the way to off the horizon, and then it would pick up the next one, right, and track it. And it was moving constantly, right? And it would adjust the Doppler effect, the frequency on the radio, so that it would compensate as it was coming over. It had all three of those tied together. So all you had to do is push the talk-to button and talk and let off of it and listen. That was a fun project. I want to get back to that one, but it took up tons of table space.
Hey, look at that first picture I sent you. That was the stuff that was piled all around my table. And then I made you a little video right there. And you can see, now I was still cleaning up in the process, so it still looks like a time bomb right there because I still had tools out working. But you can see what I did with one of the cabinets here that I got to the side. It's like a little mini food pantry. I took a piece of birch and put it in there, and I put that go box inside that shelf right there and get it out of my way, too.
I'm listening to your video now. I'll be back in just a minute, W4DJW. Okay, you didn't hang out over there on the electrical over there comment. You just kind of scanned over there and said it and scanned back, so I couldn't see, but I saw some antenna switches.
Yeah. Did I not stand back far enough?
Well, I take that back. There's a bar at the bottom. I can scroll back over there and see it. So I can see it a lot better now. I just have to put my finger on the bar and slide the bar left and right, and then I can control how long it stays over there. That looks good. That looks really good. All your radios tucked away, so the only thing up on top of your desktop is your mic when you're talking. That's cool.
That amp and that meter, that's it. I'm going to try to, I got to figure out, because that's 213 coax that you see. You see, like, three jumpers, and then you see the three that come down. But I need to figure out how I can take and loom that together where it looks like it's just one piece.
They make cable holders that can kind of do that. Johnny knows about them. He works in that business, so he knows all the things. But I don't know, you could probably find something on DigiKey that could do that for you.
What it is it sure does look a whole lot better than it did, because dang, when you look at that daggum steel shelf that I sent you a picture of and think that was surrounding me, that daggum table could have failed and all that could have been on my head.
Yeah, that is a lot of stuff. I got to do that same thing too in my shack now. It's been long enough since the carpet was replaced that I've got enough stuff all over. I've got to do that, and then I've got an airplane room that has a CNC machine in it that's even worse. So projects. W4DJW.
CNC.
I got a 3-axis CNC router on the table. I used it for making airplane parts.
Parts. Big airplanes like I fly or model airplanes?
RC airplanes and multirotors.
A friend of mine went to an auction and he bought three very large RC planes. He bought one. It looks like a 747, what it looks like, but it's got four gas burners on it. That sucker is huge. And then he's got one that I call it a Garmin Duck, but it ain't a Garmin Duck. It's a, what is that thing called? I've been in it at the airport. It's got a twin tail, but it has no elevator. You have to power that plane in. You got a rudder, but you ain't got no elevators on the rear. And it's a hard plane to fly. The guy told me when you're coming in for a landing, it comes in like a brick.
That's probably a Burt Rutan Quickie Canard. The elevator is up front instead of in the back. I've got a quarter-scale one of those. They made a two-seater version and a single-seater. I've got a quarter-scale version of the single-seater, and a quarter-scale is a 4-foot wingspan. A full-scale is a 16-foot wingspan. Those things are tiny, but they're fast. They get you where you want to go in a hurry, and they're very safe because you can't stall them out. The elevator quits flying, and the nose comes down. It picks up speed, and it goes again. So they're really hard to stall.